Well, it's 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. This is Carla McNeil from the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. I would like to thank everyone for joining me here this evening. Trust you all had a very Merry Christmas and a great holiday season, no matter what you celebrate. And I was all prepared with a topic for today, and then I changed my mind when I read an article this morning. So I want you to make sure that you grab a pen and that writes and a piece of paper. And my name is Carla McNeil, and you can reach me at Carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. My direct number is 778-835-4032. And you are currently calling into the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. And once again, I'd just like to say welcome and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I hope you don't have as much snow as we do here in Vancouver. Today, I want you to know that if you're too shy to ask a question online, you can please do send me an email at Carla@retirewithcarla.com, and I will do my best to address it. I have my computer set up right here, so if you send me an email, I'll get it. And I'm looking for people who want to play in a team environment to be coached, mentored, and supported. And if that's you, please do send me that email, and we can talk and figure out how we're going to make it work. Now, I'm getting a bit of an echo here, so I'm going to mute out the line. One moment. And what happened to me this morning as I was commuting to my, as I affectionately call my slave camp job, I was reading an article, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. And that article prompted today's teleclass topic, which is quit your day job. And I was amazed at some of the statistics that I went looking for after I read this article. And in the U.S. economy in 2008, 1.9 million jobs were lost. In November alone, it was 533,000 jobs. Like, the economy isn't working. Last month was a really, really bad decline for the economy, and we all know why. And it was the worst monthly decline since 1974. And these statistics come from the U.S. Statistics Department, from the government of the United States. And so I did a little further digging, and you know what? It's not just the United States. In the United Kingdom, the Chartered Institute of Personal and Development annual survey predicts that the UK economy is going to shed at least 600,000 jobs in 2009. Like, oh my gosh, that's amazing amount of jobs. And here in Canada, I read, and I'm going to quote, it's from the Toronto Star by David Olive, the business columnist, and he said, "But the past year is better understood as one of reckoning, of forced atonement for past sins. The industrialized world has long been living beyond its means, floating everything from unaffordable house purchases to highly leveraged corporate takeovers on a sea of credit of unprecedented volume. When the tide of easy money that characterized most of the decade finally went out, crisis long in the making suddenly has emerged full-blown almost everywhere one looks." And that is just so true. If you follow in the business paper, everything is talking about recession, recession, recession. You can't get away from it. Actually, you can. You just don't watch the news and read the paper. The Canada said that more Canadians say they are financially worse off today than 6 months ago. And you know what? It's expected to get even worse in the next 6 months. And that gloom is affecting all the regions of this country, Canada. And I took a look at all of that information and I thought, oh my gosh, everybody needs to start their own home-based business. Quit relying on big business for your own future. So during this research that I was doing this morning, I also read that in New York, in the trains that are taking a lot of the commuters into the high-paid jobs, they're dying of heart attacks. It's not unusual for the train on Monday mornings to stop and take off a victim of a heart attack. People are scared to go to their jobs. They are so scared to go to their jobs, they're having heart attacks. It's like, oh my God. So that prompted me to talk about quit your job. Quit your day job. Now, there is no way that I'm saying go in tomorrow, hand in your resignation, and say I'm starting the new year as a small home-based business, because you need to get prepared. And I want to talk this afternoon, about 7 different things that you need to do if you are serious about protecting your own future. So you're going to actually pre-play your future instead of constantly replaying your past. So 7 different things that you're going to need to do to make 2009 your year of overflow, your year of massive change. Now, it's my year of massive change. I know that I am going to quit my day job. 2009. That will happen. In fact, my last teleclass of 2009, you can be assured that I'll be talking about right now today, saying that I will quit my day job in 2009. So number one, first thing you need to do is you need to invest in preparation. So what does that mean? Well, you need to find out what skills are required to become an entrepreneur. Do you have them right now? Are you going to need to develop those skills? You are going to have to spend some money. You're going to have to possibly invest in books, in time. You're going to need to do some research and figure out what it is that you're good at, what it is that you want to do, because once you start looking, you will be amazed at how many different things there are out there that you can do. You don't have to be in that 9-to-5 rat race relying on big business, because right now big business isn't very reliable. I mean, we always thought the banks, oh yeah, the banks, forget it. How many banks in the United States are going under? You'll want to be able to rely on yourself rather than on big business. So you invest in that preparation. You do your research. You find out what it is that you want to do. You find out what it is that the skills that you need. And some of the skills are the things that I've been talking about for the last 6 months that I've been doing these teleclasses. So you could even download all of those teleclasses, put them on your iPod, and have a listen. What is it that you can do? What is it you're good at? Take some inventory of who you are and where you want to be. So you want to pre-play your future, not replay your past. So if you go to stepawayfromyourjob.com, there's a place there where you can go and you can get all of the teleclasses and you can download them. I read a great quote today from Gandhi. The future depends upon what we do in the present. Let me repeat that one. future depends on what we do in the present. So take that inventory, figure out where it is that you need to go, what you need to do, what do you love to do. Now, I have tons of suggestions. I have been on this journey for a number of years now, and I know a whole bunch of different things that are out there. I personally have chosen multi-level marketing and internet marketing. So if you're looking for that team environment and you want to be coached, mentored, and supported, send me an email. Number two, focus. Focus, focus, focus. This is one of the things that I have personally had issues with and am much better at now, because there are so many things out there, you can get taken off track. And I've been taken off track in the past few years. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I mean, there for a while, many years ago, I thought I was going to quit my day job by teaching little kids to sew. I had a home-based business that I did after work, and I would come home and teach little girls how to sew. It was fun, but there was no way I was going to be able to quit my day job. So I moved on. So focusing on what it is that you need to do. So you need to pick that path, and you need to focus. And one of the things that I really, truly hope that you can learn from me is don't let that busy life take you off track. Because really, does the house need to be dusted once a week? Do your children's laundry all have to be done right away? Take a look at some of that busy work that you fill your time with and ask yourself, do I really need to do this right now? Or are you getting caught in the trap of the busy work? That's where I was. So focus on where it is that you want to go and keep reminding yourself. Put notes up around your house. Put the big flip chart paper. I've got big flip chart paper around my house. Put the notes around your house to constantly remind you. This is where you want to go. This is where you want to be. You don't want to be relying on big business for your future and for your family's future. It's just not a very safe place to be. So number one is invest in preparation. Number two is focus. I have a quote about focus from Lee Iacocca. The ability to concentrate and use your time well is everything if you want to succeed in business, or almost anywhere else for that matter. That's a quote from Lee Iacocca. Focus is critical, and using your time well is huge. Number three, intensity. Crank it up a notch, crank it up a notch, crank it up a notch. People ask me, Carla, what are you doing on the weekend? Oh, I'm building my business. Oh, good Lord, you're always doing that. Don't you have any fun? I said, building my business is fun. I'm associating with like-minded people. I'm associated with people who are learning, growing, developing, who want to do things, who want to go places. Crank up the intensity. And I have found that the more I crank up the intensity, the more I can increase the intensity. It builds upon itself. So what can you do to crank up the intensity in your life? The power of your words will help you a lot there. Watch what you're saying. Give yourself those empowering words. I am building my business every day. I am doing what I need to do every day. Crank up that intensity. Because that, when you add the intensity to the focus, it's like a laser beam. It's you're drilling into that goal, that dream, that direction that you want to go. And you got the blinders on like the horses in a horse race. You're really getting intense. intensely focused on what it is you want to do, where it is you want to go. Because without that intensity, this journey could take you years. So you have to decide how much pain are you willing to go through? How many bad months? How much stress are you going to take in your day job of whether or not it'll be there when you go in tomorrow? Are you going to be one of the people here in Canada who in 6 months from now are going to be worse off than they are right now? Are you going to be one of the 600,000 people in the United Kingdom in 2009 who are going to lose their jobs? Building the home-based business is the insurance policy. Now, there are tons of options out there. If it says anything about get rich quick, run. Those don't work. Building a business, building a solid business that's going to give you long-term residual income takes time, and it's a process just like anything else. It's like learning how to ride a bicycle. Remember how focused and how intense you were when you first learned how to do something when you were a kid? Whether it was riding the bicycle or learning how to sew, in my case, learning how to play basketball. You get intense when you're a little kid. If you can't figure out how to do it, go spend some time watching kids play in a playground. It could be really an eye-opening experience for you. So number one, invest in preparation. Number two, focus. Number three, intensity. Number four, knowing that you have the right to do whatever it is you want to do for your future. You don't have to stay where you are right now. You have the right. You're born. You're here on this earth. You have the right to build that life of your dreams. I'm standing here right now looking at my dream wall. And there's tons of pictures on this wall of things that I've done, things that I want to do, places I want to go, things I want to have. It's health, happiness, love, and money are infinite. And prosperity is not just an abundance. It's a state of mind. Prosperity is a state of mind. 2009, make it your year of overflow. You have the right. You own the deed to your future. Like my husband Don and I own the deed to this house. This is our house. You have that right. Knowing you have the right and taking responsibility for the title deed for your future will allow you to travel, to spend quality time with your family, to build the life of your dreams, to be involved in a home-based business that's what you want to do. Number five, you must own the equipment. You must own the equipment. Now, depending on what kind of a business you decide to do, you're going to need different kinds of equipment. But one of the things that makes building a business easier is following in the footsteps of someone who's already done it. So find yourself a mentor. Get guidance from someone who's already been there, who's doing what it is that you want to do. Now, you're going to have some friends that are going to say, oh, well, you know, you should do this and you should do that. Oh, yeah, you can't do that and you can't do this. If they're not doing what it is that you want to do, do you really want to take their advice? I certainly wouldn't. If they are not doing what it is that you want to do, that live the dream life that you want to live, then don't listen to them. Say thank you very much and move right on. disassociate from those people who are going to try and squash, try and kill your dream. Because they will. There will be people out there who will try to do that. They want you to stay stuck just like they are, depending on that big business, relying on big business. Not a place we want to be. Not a good place to be at all. So owning the equipment for internet marketing, I got to have a computer to do these teleclasses. I've got to have a headset. I've got to have a speaker. I have to do certain things in order to be able to build the business like this. What is it that you want to do? Do you want to own a franchise? If you've got, a spare $50, $100 million laying around, then there's lots of franchises out there. What do you want to do? So owning the right equipment and finding mentorship and guidance from someone who's already done what it is that you want to do. So number one, invest in preparation. Number two, focus. Number three, intensity. Number four, knowing you have the right, taking that title deed to your future. Number five, you must own the equipment. Number five, I have a Latin proverb for you. A wise man learns by the mistakes of others, a fool by his own. Now that one really hit me when I read that one. Let me repeat it. A wise man learns by the mistakes of others, a fool by his own. So it's your decision. Do you or don't you want to be a fool? Find that mentorship. Learn from others. Number six, maintenance. What happens if you don't maintain your vehicle? What happens if you don't maintain your home? We've had an issue right now in our shower. And we could tell there was a little hole developing there. And then there was some water that was going to be able to get back into behind that chip rock. What would happen if we ignored that? And we just continued merrily having showers and letting the water drip in behind and drip in behind and drip in behind. Pretty soon, we would have a soggy wall. And it would cost us hundreds of dollars to repair it. Instead, we do the maintenance right now. And we repair that little tiny hole that's there so that we stop any water from getting in and destroying the wall. You need to practice that type of preventative maintenance on yourself, on you as a person, on your dream. You've got to maintain your dream. You've got to maintain that focus that you have for your own future, for building that future. So what can you do? You can do things on a regular, daily basis that will allow you to maintain the intensity, the focus, and it will carry you forward when times get tough. Because times will get tough. Owning and operating a home-based business is not a cakewalk. As much as we all wish it would be, it's not a cakewalk. There are things you're going to have to learn. There are things you're going to have to do that you don't like. I don't particularly like having to do all the financial stuff. I'd much rather be out there talking to people. But there are certain amounts of it that I have to do myself because I'm the one that spent the money. I'm the one that knows how I spent the money. I can't just throw it all in a shoebox and expect the accountant to figure it all out. That I would probably be losing out on some of the deductions. So that's one of the maintenance things that I do so that I don't have that huge, ugly task at the end of the year of doing my income tax. I maintain it on a regular basis. I file things away. I photocopy stuff. I bring stuff together. I do it on a very regular basis. I maintain. I practice good maintenance. So what can you do to practice that maintenance in your life? Whether or not you're practicing maintenance on your health, your wealth, they all require that consistent action quote I have is an unknown author. I couldn't find any reference for this one. In absence of clearly defined goals, we become strangely loyal to performing daily acts of trivia. That's what I talked about earlier. We can get stuck in those daily acts of trivia. Now, for me, it was a number of different things that I had to get out there and do the garden, and I had to get out there and do this kind of cooking and that kind of stuff. I don't anymore. I've realized, wait a minute, my own future is more important than pulling a weed or two all the time. Granted, yes, we still have to practice some maintenance, but I don't have to get caught up, and you don't have to get caught up in the daily acts of trivia. So number seven, the final one, and one of the most critical. Number seven is persistence. And Vince Lombardi has a great quote. Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. Persistence is critical. When you come up against something that you don't know what to do, you can't just throw in the towel. You got to figure out a way around it, over it, through it, under it. When the problem, pardon me, the challenge presents itself, you have to be prepared to take a look at it, realize in many cases that the thinking that you have and the knowledge and the skills that you have probably aren't going to get you through the challenge. So you got to go digging, you got to be persistent, you got to look for some new skills, some new knowledge. Persistence. Keep going no matter what. You keep going forward. You keep taking those baby steps, because the baby steps become bigger steps and bigger steps, and pretty soon you're taking giant steps. When I take a look at how my life was just a year ago, I am amazed at the difference between now and then. And I've said before on other teleclasses, just a year ago, I could not imagine myself doing this, doing a teleclass. Just was like, oh, no way, that's for all those famous people to do. And now I enjoy doing it. It's fun. So persistence. So today's topic is about quitting your day job. Make sure you don't go in and do it tomorrow. Make sure you develop a plan, develop a dream, and practice the seven skills I've talked about today. Investing in preparation, focus, intensity, knowing you have the right, making sure you own that title deed to your future. You must own the equipment you need, mentorship and guidance from those who have done what it is that you want to do, maintenance, maintaining the things that have value in your life, and persistence. Because it's about quality, not quantity. And we here in Vancouver have just had a huge quantity of snow, which is very unusual for us. I would have much rather had a real nice little quality snowfall rather than this huge quantity. So pre-play your future. Don't get stuck in the trivia of constantly replaying your past. So I'm going to unmute the line and see if we have any questions or comments. One moment. So do we have any questions or comments out there this evening?
Carla, this is Rick Iacona, South
Florida. Well, hello, Rick. How are you?
Awesome. Got your invitation in the email, and I set this time aside to give you a call and listen to your call.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Rick.
You know, I wanted to share with yourself and anyone else on the call one of the things that really resonated in what you said. It was about investing in yourself, you know, looking, you know, stop focusing on what everybody else is saying around you. I was at a breakfast meeting this morning, and everyone around me, which were supposedly business professionals, everyone around me as we were going to the breakfast buffet was that it was very much, woe is me. You know, the world is falling. There's nothing we can do about this. And I had to hurry up, get my breakfast, and sit down. And I looked for the most positive person in the room to sit next to, because everyone has this mentality about, you know, there is nothing that we can do about it. And there is, and you touched on this, and I just wanted to say it again, is investing in yourself. And I love the analogy that you use. Would you buy a car, brand new car, bring it home, and for the next 2 or 3 years, put just gasoline into it? Never get the brakes, you know, never put oil in, never check through the tires, and eventually it's going to break down. You would never make an investment like that unless you wanted to take care of it. And the same thing that you said in the teleclass, you really do. It's a business. And when you find that business that you're working with, you really need to invest in yourself. And, boy, it's a great teleclass. Really enjoyed it. I'm glad I was on it.
Great. Thank you, Rick. So I only have the one-way recording working today. So Rick was talking about how he liked the piece about investing in preparation and how, yes, there are a number of negative people out there in the world right now. So having to listen to them, yeah, I can imagine Rick going to that breakfast buffet in a real hurry and getting through so you don't have to listen to all those negative people. It's kind of hard to take some days. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Does anyone else have a question or a comment this evening? Okay, well, thank you very much for spending your time with me tonight. And I would just like to say Happy New Year, and may 2009 be your most prosperous year. And I would really like to hear about all your ideas about what you can do to quit your day job, because like you, I too can always learn, always grow. So send me an email with your ideas to Carla at retirewithcarla.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. So good night, everyone, and Happy New Year.
Good night. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.